Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. How do you get better results with your clients? In this video, I want to talk to you about five key principles that I held so close when I was coaching, when I built my portfolio, the portfolio that I became so well known for, time and time again, producing high-end transformations for my clients. In fact, when anybody came to work with me, I had these five principles in my mind. And as a coach, whatever level you are at your career, I just hope me sharing these five principles with you give you an opportunity to look over what you're doing with your clients right now. I always say this, right? The ability for you to get better results with your clients comes down to you. It comes down to your own standards. It comes down to whether or not you can be consistent with what you're doing. You see, I see so many coaches, their business grows and all their standards start going out the window because they're too busy. I see coaches who don't really have that many clients and they're so frustrated that they've not got many clients. They don't put all their effort into the clients that they do have. So the principles I'm going to share in this video, they should mean a lot to you, even if you're just starting out or even if you are an accomplished coach that just wants to take their client results to the next level. So number one is one more rep, a little bit more weight, a little bit more effort. You see, I always said this. I don't care whether you're black, white, Indian, Asian, gay, straight. Don't care. I care that you try. I care that you want one more. And my principle was, can I leave that person at the end of a training session, at the end of a week when they do a check-in, and they've just done one bit more? It could be that they're sending me a video and it's 8 reps on the hack squat. And normally 6 reps are okay and the last 2 are mediocre. And I say, just give me one more better rep. One more better rep. Let's get to 7. Film the video. Send it to me. You know when you're giving up on the pull down and you let your shoulders roll forward? Stay tall. Hit the pull down. Hit the lat. I don't want to see those final few reps dip. I want you to put more effort in. I want you to go from 8 reps this time. Just see if you can get that 9th one. It's going to mean locking in a bit harder. It's going to mean just putting more effort in. So I would go into a training session or I would have a check-in with a client and I would say to myself, what is there that they could just do one bit more of? Just push themselves that extra little bit more. Lift that extra little bit more weight on the logbook. Could they do it? And I would be encouraging to my clients to say, listen, I'm not looking for macro progression week on week. It's just these minuscule little tick boxes. It's not only going to improve your ability to get results, your confidence in yourself, because the result is not just about the end result. It's the combination of things done, tasks done, repeated over time and progressed over time. So how many training sessions have you done with your clients? How many check-ins have you done with your clients where you've just not focused on one more? You've just allowed them to do, good job, weight's coming down. Are you changing that person? Are they changing at all across the board? The second thing I used to focus on was being a visionary. Something that I still do to this day in business. I'm constantly telling people about my vision and also the vision that I have for them. Do you know where you're at right now? God, the future for you is insane. Your work ethic, what you're putting in with the business, or if, what you're not putting in with the business, what could be when you're coaching a client? I can see you doing a phenomenal photo shoot. I don't even look like I could ever do a photo shoot. Trust me, I've worked with enough people. You have a great body under there. If we just keep doing what we're doing now, can you imagine if we got to the point where we booked in a photo shoot? You see, there's a thing in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, called future pacing, where you're moving your prospect in a sale or in life forward by future pacing them, helping them to think about the future. You see, when a client's with you, very often they become stagnant and bored and frustrated because they're not moving forward. A visionary will be, oh, you know what, in a couple of weeks, you know when we've done this 45 degree hip extension with the weight and you've smashed it? Like, we're going to be moving on to RDLs. How cool is that? Like, the fact that you've come into the gym, not even able to do a single leg glute bridge, and we've been able to do 45 degree hip extensions from that, now we're going to be moving into doing an RDL. Like, progression. You see, your clients have got to change as we go through this process. They have to see the future, and you need to map it out. So that's the second thing. The third thing, as you're probably picking up from this video right now, is my excitement and my inspiration. I love seeing people to progress. Love it. Business, coaching, life. I love nothing better than people winning and moving forward, because this is what fulfills me in my life. But I see so many trainers. Great session today. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Your energy's flat. You know, I watch coaches that absolutely love their own training. 9 times out of 10, they'll bring it in the training sessions, because training is a thing that just gives them so much fuel and energy. Give it to your clients. Bring the energy. Hey, wicked to see you today. Check in. Hi, Loom video, boring. Start your Loom video and you do a check-in with high energy. Come on a Zoom call with your clients online and bring energy. Inspire your clients by leading them. You know, I'm sitting here. You know, I'm still in shape. It's a huge passion of mine. The amount of coaches that say, you know, one of the things that draws me to you, Mark, is the fact that you still love your training. You're still so enthusiastic about the coaching side of stuff. Of course I am. It's what got me here today. But for you, energy and inspiration, could you go up 20%, 10%? Could you be more? I'm pretty certain of that. Number four, start your clients where they are right now, not where you want them to be. You see, I made a mistake in years gone by in my career where I would set somebody up on a diet and they were here and I set them up here, and this distance between where they are and where I wanted them to be was so far. The reality was it was going to take them to literally go into monk mode to just accomplish anything, like block out all distractions and focus on the goal. And then it was like, well, what if I actually gave somebody their nutrition and training relative to where they are right now, and then we slowly worked up to where they need to be? They got way better results, but I was a little bit more patient. Now, I'd say to them, look, if you want this in 12 weeks' time, we've got to go full monk mode. We've got to go, boom, lock down everything. But so many people were 20, 28 weeks, 30 weeks plus longer term results. And I got better results for those over the long term by not spending the first 4 weeks trying to get them to follow a plan, but setting them up exactly where they were right now and then working upwards from there. And then the final thing. Understand that your clients need to change. Here's the thing. In order for your client to achieve a life-changing result and stay that way, isn't that the goal? Stay that way. Now, I'm very proud. You know, I'm 45 today. I actually started lifting when I was 15. You know, I'm not 45 today, as of today. But the whole thing about this is so much of my life's changed. The people I spend time with, they all train. The people I socialize with, they all train. People I teach, they all train. It's an easy environment for me to live my life in. I go for a meal with friends, we drink water. Very rarely sit there with friends and have a lot more alcohol. It's easy, it's effortless. Guess what happens to your clients? You force them through a dieting phase, you push on them, this is what they've got to do. You don't help facilitate who they are along the way. And as a result, at the end of it, they go back to where they were. They don't change. It's really important from your perspective that you're helping your clients change their lifestyle, impact their children, impact their environment. Yes, they might change. Yes, they might meet new people. But the way I got better results from my clients over a long term was not trying to get them to fit this into their lifestyle, make it their lifestyle. Now, what I'd like you to do is just think back. Let me go through these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want you to comment below in the video. Tell me which ones had the most impact on you and which one you're going to implement into your business. So number one was one more rep, weight, effort. Is that something you're going to do? Type one below if that is. That's the case. Be a visionary. Map out a roadmap. Talk to your clients. Future pace them. Always be thinking about the future. Number two. Number three, change your energy. Bring more inspiration to your coaching. Number four, start where they are now, not where you want them to be. And number five is understand that they need to change and you need to facilitate the process of changing who they are along the way so that they can stay that way for a lifetime. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Comment below. Let me know which ones had the most impact on you. And if you enjoyed this video, make sure you click like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, please make sure you share, put it on your stories, and help other fitness professionals lead a happier and more fulfilled career. For now, if you need any help taking your business to the next level, just make sure you can click the link in the description in YouTube, and you'll find out every area that we can help you. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.